Good evening and welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and tonight is a very special night for our program. After 4 years, we are back on in Florida on Faith Talk Tampa tonight. In addition to being here on The Word in Cleveland, Ohio, we've added Faith Talk Tampa here once more, and we are excited to be back on the air there. Had a good opportunity to be on with Bill Bunkley there on this past Friday evening, or afternoon, I should say, and had a great time talking with him, and we got to talk off air a little bit too and catch up on a few things. And it is exciting to be able to say welcome to Central Florida here on Faith Talk Tampa, along with those of us up here in Cleveland, Ohio, on The Word. Well, we're going to get started our program here this evening, and as we said, this is a live program. If you have a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call tonight, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and let's go ahead and open with a word of prayer here this evening. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you so much again for the opportunity to be on the air tonight. We just want to thank you and praise you for the opportunities that you've given to us here this evening. And we just pray that you would bless the program tonight. Use it for your glory. Help us to be a blessing to somebody tonight. Help us, Lord, to point people that are searching to Christ and to encourage believers in their walk with you. And Lord, we cannot thank you enough for making it possible to be back on the air in Florida. And we just pray that will be a blessing to somebody tonight. And again, we just ask that you'd help us to lift up and glorify Christ in all that we do. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. As I said, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm Pastor Al Davis. I'm actually a real pastor. I pastor the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. If you're ever here in northeastern Ohio, we're located midway between Akron and Cleveland, Ohio. And you'll have more information about that later in the program, or you can check us out online, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And of course, we have this program here every Sunday night, 11 o'clock until midnight. And then, of course, on Friday afternoons here on AM 1220, which is The Word here in Cleveland, we're on for a half an hour every Friday afternoon from 1:30 until 2 o'clock. But tonight, we're on, and just thanking and praising God for making it possible. Let me give you a little background information here. We've got some people calling in we're going to get to in just a few moments, but we were on the air, I believe, 2016 until 2018 down in Tampa on Faith Talk Tampa, and God kept us on for about that two-year period. And then, well, we just weren't able to be there. I actually pastor a small church. We're probably the smallest church with a radio program, I think, that I know of at least. And it just didn't work out, and we kept praying, and we wanted to be back on, and we just feel that it's a good fit here between northeastern Ohio and central Florida. After all, a lot of people from central Ohio vacation there and oftentimes retire there. I've had family in the area, and I've known a number of people who are from this area originally who are there in central Florida now. And so we've just been praying. And one of the things that we prayed about, we were just kind of, I guess, asking God, saying, if you want us to get back on the air in Florida, you're going to have to provide us with the funds to do so. And I kind of felt led to say, Lord, you know, if you can get us a year's time on the radio in Florida, you know, and have it paid for in advance. It seems like a big order, doesn't it? Yeah, just a few dollars there. And so we were praying, and we had something come up last year about July. And the possibility came up of a donor who chooses to remain anonymous, who wanted to give us some money in order to help us get back on the radio in Florida. And so we were talking about some different things and going back and forth, and you know, and it just seemed like it was going to come to fruition, and then it would kind of cool down, and we were going back and forth until just a few weeks ago. I was approached again, and everything kind of came together in about a week's time. We had the money, and we were able to arrange to be able to be on the air on Faith Talk Tampa, and all at one time. And in fact, just this past Monday or Tuesday, I mailed off a check for the whole year. So like it or not, you're stuck with me for the next year, but we're glad to be back. And you know, what's really exciting is not only do we have the year paid for, but the possibility of a second year is being paid for, I believe, as well. So keep praying about that. So hopefully this year goes well. The Lord tarries in his coming. We'll have at least two good years again, and hopefully more down in Central Florida, in addition to here in Northeastern Ohio. So as I said, you can check us out online, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. I have a variety of articles and things that are there. There's some background information on me. You can listen to past programs. And I think if you go back to our audio archives, you can actually go back to the programs back when we were on in Florida 4 years ago. You can find them there in the audio archives as well. But most of all, what we want to do is we want to try and help people understand what's happening in the world around us through a biblical lens, to look at the world through the Bible. And so we want to help people develop a biblical worldview. And of course, we want Christians to be able to understand, not be dismayed and overwhelmed and confused, but hopefully understand what's happening in the world around us. And then we also want to encourage unsaved people who maybe perhaps are wondering what the Bible has to say, or are wondering, is it possible to be a thinking person and believe the Bible, or do you just have to put your brains on hold in order to believe the Bible? Well, we don't believe that you have to put your brains on hold in order to believe the Bible. We believe that God put your brains in between your ears to do more than just keep them apart. He wants us to think. He said, come now, let us reason together for a reason. And so we want to encourage people to think biblically, to look at the world biblically. And to do so, of course, we want people who do not know Christ as their Savior to come to a saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then, knowing Christ as your Savior, with the Spirit of God in you, you begin to make sense of the Word of God, and it's a journey. Don't expect to understand the entire Bible overnight. It's not going to happen. And expect it to be a journey that will take the rest of your life as you walk with the Lord and your faith grows and you begin to learn and understand more things in the Bible. And as you begin to develop that biblical worldview and an understanding of the Bible so that you can look at things that are happening in the world in the light of God's Word and be able to understand some of the questions and things that come up in the Bible, guess what? You'll be able to teach and tell others and help others in their walk with Christ as well. And so if we can help you on the way, we'd love to be able to do that. If you're ever in Northeastern Ohio and you'd like to visit us, you can visit us at the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. As I said, we're located midway between Akron and Cleveland, Ohio. We're at 4174 Wheatley Road in Richfield. And that's near, if you don't know anything about Northeastern Ohio and you look on a map, you look and see where Interstate 271 and Interstate 77 cross. That's right about where we're at, very close to that. And we'd love to have people come out and visit. Pray for us. This has been a really, really fast-paced spring, more so than normal. Our church had been meeting in a hotel room, and if you remember us from 4 years ago, that's where we were at that time. And just in the month of March, God opened the door for a place for our church to move into on a 24/7 basis. And we moved into a commercial space on April 1st, and God is good. I mean, what a blessing it was. We actually started meeting there about 2 weeks from after we found out the possibility of meeting there. And God just opened doors for us, and we needed an occupancy permit. It's the last thing that we needed. And on Thursday, March the 31st, we still didn't have an occupancy permit, but by faith, we were hoping to meet on April 1st in the new facility. And I felt led to go to the village hall and walked into the planning and zoning office, and there's our occupancy permit sitting on the desk. And the planning and zoning guy comes in, asks who I was, what I was wanting there, or what I was there for, what I wanted. And I identified myself and said, I was just trying to find out update on our occupancy permit. He looked at it on the desk, picked it up, asked me a few questions, filled out a few things on it, handed it to me and said, here, there you go. And we had an occupancy permit. And the next day, we were able to meet in our new place. And it's been exciting. We're actually, pray for us, we're actually having a dedication service there next week, a week from today, I should say, on May the 22nd. We're having a dedication service and a fellowship dinner following the morning service. We're excited about the opportunity. So in the midst of all of that, God gave us and opened this door to be back on the air in Tampa and on Faith Talk Tampa, and we're excited about it. So I hope you're excited too, and I hope you'll give us a call tonight. Again, as I said, our phone number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call tonight. And our first call tonight, we've got Tom in St. Petersburg. And before Tom comes on, I just want to say something about Tom, because I remember him. And if there's anybody responsible for us being back on the air in Central Florida, it's Tom and his friends have been praying for us to get back there. Tom, welcome back to Late Night Live with Pastor Al.
Yes, good evening, Pastor Al, the Amen Corner. Welcome
yes, sir.
Back.
Well, thank you for praying for us. I know you've communicated with us over the past 4 years, and you've even listened to some of our AM 1220 programming, and even called us a time or two here in the Cleveland area. But you guys have been praying for us, and we want to thank you for that.
Well, we're very grateful you're back on live on the radio. I'll bet you it's about 20 degrees warmer in your studio right now just because you're on in Florida.
Well, you know, let me tell you, we have had the most gorgeous, beautiful weather here in northeastern Ohio. This past week, I've had to remind myself that I'm still in northeastern Ohio. We went right into a nice summery weather. We didn't have, I'm trying to think when it was the last time that we had snow. I think it was less than 3 weeks ago. We had snow and below freezing temperatures, and this past several days we've been in the 80s, and weather has just been gorgeous, still beautiful out tonight, which, let me interrupt what we're talking about just a second. If you're somewhere and you have a view of the moon tonight, go out and take a look at it. It's not only a super moon, which means the moon's a little closer to the Earth than normal. It's a full moon. It's also going to be a total lunar eclipse visible throughout most of the United States tonight. It's already happening. When we came into the studio this evening, a little nibble was being taken out of the left lower quadrant of the moon, and I'm sure it's a lot more. It's supposed to be totally eclipsed, I believe, by about 11:30 or something, and it's supposed to stay totally eclipsed until about a quarter after midnight. So if anybody out there is interested in that sort of thing, get a chance, go out if you're in an area where the clouds haven't rolled in. And I'm excited because we were supposed to have storms by this time, and yet we're still able to see the moon. So I'm hoping when we leave the studio tonight, we'll get a good view at it. But again, Tom, thanks for being so faithful, praying for us.
Well, we're very thankful. We are very thankful. And yes, just before I called, I took a look outside, and the moon is happening out there. And well, another one of God's creations, you know, and isn't it so wonderful that it can be predicted because of God's orderliness of his creation? Mm-hmm. We know that it's about ready to happen, and now it's happening. So just very, very thankful. But just wanted to welcome you back, and hope you can get to your other callers right now. But we're very thankful that you are here.
Well, I appreciate that, Tom. And again, thanks to you and all those there in the Amen Corner there in St. Petersburg for praying. And keep praying for us, because now that we're there, I mean, we need your prayers more than ever to be a blessing to people through the program.
So right. Things have really moved fast for you, what you just described at the beginning of your show. My goodness.
It's been, like I said, it's been a busy time. So,
yes.
But we're thankful.
God's blessing you and blessing us with your presence, so we're grateful.
Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate that, and keep praying for us there in St. Petersburg, and we're hoping that we'll get a number of other callers and things from St. Petersburg, as well as all across Central Florida there tonight and Sunday nights in the future. So we appreciate that.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a blessed night.
Thank you. God bless. Appreciate it. Well, as I said, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. We are live. 888-677-9673 is our phone number. And we'd love to hear from you tonight with your questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. Certainly a lot of things happening right now. Everything from the shooting there in Buffalo, New York. And then I guess today there was a shooting at a church in California, I believe it was. And just a number of things happening. The Roe v. Wade about to be overturned. The leak of the court documents, the Supreme Court case, and then some other materials. And it's just nonstop, it seems like. But I'm thankful that we have the Word of God to look to and to guide us and to direct us in the Spirit of God to make it real to us and understandable. Well, we have got, I believe, let's see, Nancy calling. Nancy's been waiting the longest. Nancy's calling from here in the Cleveland area, Euclid, Ohio. Nancy, welcome to the program tonight.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Al. That is so exciting that you got that station down in Florida on now, and that one person donated enough for the whole year. That is amazing. That's a miracle.
You know, we were waiting, and I have to confess, you know, confession good for the soul and all. I was starting to lose faith. I was starting to think, well, you know, Lord, it would have been nice. And then all of a sudden, boom, there it is.
Oh, well, it's just amazing. Now, my question tonight is concerning Revelation 21:8. Sort of famous, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers, sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, I can understand people that are murderers, sorcerers, the abominable, you know, but those that are fearful, unbelievers and liars. I mean, everybody does that. And when you look at that verse, it almost looks like, okay, if you tell lies, you're going to hell. Or, you know, if you're an unbeliever, if you're fearful. I mean, a lot of people are fearful. So if you could explain that, I really appreciate it.
Well, certainly. And let's take a look at a couple of things that are going on in that verse. And also, I would point out something else. One of the things that we tend to do as human beings is we kind of look at these things in a sense of like you would a rope or a cable. You know, we think that you got to do enough bad things, and once you do a certain number of bad things, it's like that rope or that cable is suspending you, and once you do a certain number of them, you're going to drop into hell, and that's really not the way it works. It's more like a chain. All you have to do is break one link on the chain, and that's why liars are in there with murderers and things like that. Another thing we do as human beings is we tend to rate one sin as worse than another sin. And granted, some sins have greater ramifications than others. I mean, stealing a jelly bean out of, you know, from somebody, you know, when you were a kid is stealing. It's still stealing, and that's against God's law, but that it doesn't have the consequences in people's lives that murdering somebody would, for instance, right? So we tend to rate them, But if you look at it on a chain, the old adage, chain's only as strong as its weakest link. So if you can imagine being suspended over hell by a chain, you only have to do one thing. You only have to break one link. And it doesn't matter whether it's a big link like murder or a little link like lying. As long as you've broken a link, that's it. You drop.
Yeah.
And so when we look at this, some of them are easy to understand. Murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters. Liars is in this list because God is a God of truth, and he cannot lie. And Satan really is the father of lies. And so when we lie, we're breaking God's law. We're giving false reports, false testimony. We're saying things that aren't true. It's not holy behavior. It's sinful behavior. And so lying is not something God would have us to do. So it is a sin. And then the unbelieving, let me come back to that one in just a moment. I wanted to hit the fearful first. When you look at the fearful, it's not just like being scared. You're watching a scary movie and you're scared, you know, a monster's going to jump out or whatever. It has to more to do with being, in a sense, faithless because you're not trusting God to take care of you. Now, let me try and explain that maybe a little bit more. If you do not know Christ as your Savior, people do oftentimes become fearful because they fear death, right? They don't know what's going to happen, and they're fearful of death. I was looking at something just recently. Somebody had said something to me. I met a gentleman who was an immigrant from Venezuela. And he was telling me some things about Hugo Chavez, the former dictator of Venezuela. And
right.
Chavez died of cancer. I think it was stomach cancer or something like that. And as he was dying, his last words, I was doing some looking into this, his last words, or at least among his last words, he's reported to have said, "Don't let me die. Don't let me die." Because he was fearful. Well, why was he fearful? He was fearful because he did not know Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a result, death was a fearful thing for him. Now, you know, I look at the idea of death, and I'm not looking forward saying, boy, you know, I just can't wait to die because I don't know what the process is going to be like, but I'm not fearful of death in the sense that I know where I'm going to be. I know where I'm going. I'm going to be with my Lord in heaven. So there's a certain amount of excitement there, kind of like the Apostle Paul. Remember when he was talking about being caught between the two conflicting desires, one to die and to be with heaven, which would be better for himself personally, and the other was to stay here on earth where he could do more work to help people. And serve God. So I think the fearful has to do with you're not trusting God. You've got nothing to put your hope in. You've got no basis of reassurance of any kind because you know you have nothing. So now we have the one unbelieving. And unbelieving, if you go to the Gospel of John chapter 3, you know, a lot of people are very familiar with John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So we understand that, but two verses later in verse 18, one that's not quite as familiar. And this one in John 3 verse 18 says, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but then notice the next thing. But he that believeth not is condemned already because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So in other words, if a person does not have a time in their life where they've put their faith in Christ, where they have believed on him as their Lord and Savior, the Bible says they're condemned already. It's not that we have to do a certain number of bad things and eventually our bad things outweigh the good things that we do. And God says, well, that's enough. Your bad outweighs your good. So you go down, not up. And that's not the case at all. If you've never put your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Bible says here you are condemned already because you've not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And it has to be in Christ because there's none other name under heaven, the Bible says, whereby we must be saved.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the unbelieving comes in. So we have back in Revelation 21, verse 8 again. I know we're coming up on the break here. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And you know, anybody that looks at that list and says, well, I'm not guilty of any of these things. Well, what are they right there? They're a liar, aren't they? Yeah, that's
oh,
that's
absolutely.
Yeah, that's
everybody's eyes and everybody's fearful sometimes.
Yeah,
so you're saying it's the unbelief is really what they're talking about. But,
right, right.
God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something that a saved person would think. But if you're lost, you wouldn't have that mindset.
Right. And so that's why we need Christ, because when we put our faith in Jesus Christ, then he washes away our sin, basically. He forgives us of our sin. The Bible says it's cast as far as the east is from the west, which is great because you can't measure that distance. You know, as I said before, if you were stand on the equator and start walking east, and hoping to eventually find west, you won't get there because east is always in front of you and west is always behind you, no matter how far you walk. Of course, you'd have to swim a bit of the way too, of course. But so if you're on the North Pole or the South Pole, that would be a little different. You can measure between north and south because if you're on the North Pole, every direction is south. If you're on the South Pole, every direction is north. The moment you step 1 foot off from the North Pole, now you have east, west, north, and south again. But when you're on the North Pole, every direction is south, other than up and down, of course. But we're talking about traveling across the surface of the globe. It's good. And as I've said before, when I was in the Air Force, you know, we dealt with classified information, and sometimes things would be redacted, which meant that they were blacked out because people weren't cleared to see or read a certain thing, and so it'd be redacted. Or sometimes, you know, people would put in a Freedom of Information Request Act, and they would get a classified document with the classified portions redacted or blacked out, so they couldn't read it. And as I've said before, and some of the people listening may have heard me say this before, it'd be like, you know, looking at your life, and instead of a heavy black line, it'd be a heavy red line from the blood of Christ. And it's like you wake up in the morning, and you thank God for the day ahead, and you get out of bed and you stub your toe at redacted and redacted. And then you head off and start brushing your teeth and getting ready for the day, and you come out and you step on a Lego on the floor and redacted. Do you see what I'm saying? God chooses not to see those things anymore because he's declared us to be righteous in Romans chapter 3. He's put his righteousness on us and declared us to be righteous. He's justified us, and our sin is under the blood. So that's even though we may still do some of these things that are there in Revelation 21:8, it's under the blood. We're forgiven, and we're headed toward heaven. So,
okay. Well, thank you, Pastor Al. That was very excellent.
Well, thank you, Nancy. I appreciate the call tonight. God bless, and thank you for calling. And you are listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. We're going to take a break here in just a short period of time here, I think just about a minute or so. And so we've got another caller who's patiently waiting. We'll hold Terry until after the break. And just want to remind you to check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Maybe during the break, you can take a quick run outside and see how the lunar eclipse is doing. We've gotten some positive reports that people are seeing it. So get an opportunity, go out and take a look at it, and then come on back in because we'll be with you until midnight tonight. And join us, stay with us. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield, midway between Akron and Cleveland, just off both Interstate 77 and Interstate 271. The Bible Baptist Church meets each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Why? Well, because the Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one. We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, "Wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I like that. Whosoever, that means you. If this show has been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing to Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio, 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoll.us. You can also visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can call us at 330-659-6561. We'd love to hear from you, but now let's get back to our program. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight, and I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this evening. Of course, the program is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, where I'm the pastor, and certainly invite you to visit us there. You can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. If you go there, you can find some articles and things, as well as a couple short books that I put together over the years. You can listen to past programs. There's a number of other things there available, some word searches and things that we put a few of those together, and just different things, odds and ends there. Hopefully be something there. There'll be a blessing and encouragement to you at livewithpastoral.com. That also links to our church, the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. For those of you here in northeastern Ohio, just remember, too, we're also brought to you by East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights. And you can find East Coast Pizza at 4889 Turney Road, right across the street from the Garfield Heights High School. And you can give them a call, 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. And in addition to great pizza, I was just talking with the owner today, and he said they have opportunities to help people get started in their own pizza business. If you're curious about that, call 216-341-9100. That's East Coast Pizza, and ask for Gus. All right, we're going to get back to our program here tonight, and it is exciting to be back on the air on Faith Talk Tampa in Central Florida, and we're excited about that. It's been 4 years since we were last there. If you're just joining us tonight, we were there from 2016 to 2018, And thanks to a generous gift from an anonymous donor, or a donor who wishes to remain anonymous, it's given us the ability to be back on the air in Central Florida. So we're excited to have that once more. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call tonight, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. The phone lines are open right now. You can get in, and we'd love to hear from you tonight. As I said earlier in the last half hour, if you got an opportunity, go outside and look at the total lunar eclipse that is underway right now. It's supposed to be just about the point where it's totally eclipsed about now, I think, and it's supposed to remain that way until a little after midnight, about quarter after 12. And so after the program, I'm hoping to be able to catch the tail end of it there. And so it's kind of exciting when you get to see it. And this is a first total lunar eclipse to be seen across much of the United States in quite a number of years. I'm thinking it's since like about 2019 or something like that. I may be wrong on that date, but it's kind of exciting to see it. And so get a chance, get out there, take a look. If your kids are able to get up and see it, it's something that it's good for them to take a look at, and you can enjoy. It's really kind of amazing when you think about it, how it all works. Well, but we're not going to spend our time on that tonight. Like I said, if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, give us a call tonight, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We've got Terry calling from Canada tonight. And Terry, welcome to the program this evening.
Good evening.
Well, good evening. Welcome. You know, Terry, you've been calling us for a number of years. You were calling when we were on air in Florida before. So folks down in Florida get to hear you from Canada tonight. So welcome.
They get to hear me complain a little bit. We got struck by lightning.
Oh, you did?
They beat our Toronto Maple Leafs.
I remember you saying that. Yeah, Tampa beat Toronto in hockey, right?
Yeah, but they beat us out in the first round, so we're out of the playoffs.
Well, there we are. Our Tampa crowd, our Florida crowd, I should be happy about that.
Yeah, they're happy. We're not happy, but they're happy.
Well, you know, hey, somebody's got to win, I guess. So.
Yeah, we only lost by one goal.
Well.
But anyway.
Yeah.
I know you're not much of a sports.
No, that's sports, probably one of the areas of my least amount of being informed is. I don't follow any of it. I just never have. I don't know why. It's not that I'm anti-sports. I just never got into it. I other things that I like to do. My younger days, a lot of hiking, a lot of backpacking, rock climbing, things like that. I can't do that right now. I could do some good rock falling right now, I suppose, but that's about it. But at any rate.
Well, I wish that people would get that excited for Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, I remember a pastor who used to say something. He'd say, "Now listen, you're all looking at me. If you went to a ball game, you'd all be shouting right now."
Yeah, he shoots, he scores.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Home run.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was going to bring up an interesting subject. I believe that you're a dispensationalist.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And I'm a dispensationalist myself, but I never really understood a lot of it. Until the other day, I got a clearer understanding. This guy was teaching on it, and dispensation is basically, you know, what God did through the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Yeah,
starting with Noah, and then he went to different people. He went to Adam first. Then that was a dispensation, and then Noah, and then Abraham, and so on and so on, all the way down to when God, the Great White Throne is going to be the last dispensation, I believe. That's how I understand it, anyway. Yes.
All right. I guess I cut out for a moment there. We had somebody calling in. We lost that call while we were talking. But yeah, dispensations. sorry, I got a little messed up on our audio there.
That's okay. I was just talking about the, you know, from Noah to the last,
yes,
first dispensation, or not Noah. Sorry.
Well, yeah, the first dispensation obviously was Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and they were in innocence.
And then there was Nimrod, and then there was Noah, and then Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Right, and of course, you had a covenant that Noah had when he got off from the ark, and then you had the patriarchs, and then God called out the Jewish nation,
Abraham, and then Moses, and so on mm-hmm. and so forth, and then all the way down to the last dispensation that I believe is when the Lord. The Great White Throne will be the last dispensation, I believe.
Yeah, well, we're in the what we call the dispensation of grace right now, which will come to a conclusion when the rapture takes place and the believers right. are caught up to be with the Lord in heaven. And then, of course, we'll have the tribulation period followed by the Battle of Armageddon, and then the thousand-year reign of Christ. And then when that happens, then after all of that, one final revolt by the devil, and then the Great White Throne Judgment. So we have some specific periods of time or dispensations, as people call them, that God is looking at in world history. But I believe when you look at all of that, it's always been kind of consistent that what God has done is he has, or what we've had to do is look to him by faith, if you think about it.
Right.
Because...
in the Old Testament.
Yeah, because Job, who probably lived about the time of Jacob, he made the remark, he said, "I know my Redeemer liveth." So he knew that he needed a Redeemer, and that's kind of interesting. So by faith, he was looking forward to the coming Redeemer, just like you and I look backward to the Redeemer who came. And of course, we know his name as Jesus, because he's the Redeemer who came. And then, of course, we know that other people in the Old Testament, even before the flood, the little book of Jude, which is the second to the last book in the New Testament, references Enoch, who lived before the flood, and he says this in the little book of Jude, one chapter, verse 14, "And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that they are that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed and that all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him." So here we have Enoch before the flood looking for the advent of the Redeemer coming to the earth. Coming with 10,000s of his saints, and that would be a reference, I believe, to the Lord returning at the end of the tribulation period. And so even back in that dispensation, they still understood things, not all of them recorded in the Bible, but we still have them, and that's exciting when you think about it.
And then God leading Abraham to the promised land.
Yeah, and then, of course, in the New Testament it says Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness.
That's right. So, by faith, that saved Isaac from being sacrificed on the altar.
Mm-hmm.
It was Abraham's faith.
Yeah, and I think Abraham firmly believed that even if he had sacrificed Isaac, which God never wanted him to do, he would have brought him back to life, because Isaac was told to him that he was the son of promise.
Right.
And so God would have had to have brought him back to life. But, of course, God used it to teach a lesson in showing that the lamb, because he said that God would provide a lamb, and then immediately they found the sheep caught in the bush there, and they sacrificed a ram. That was also a picture of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, as John the Baptist said, which taketh away the sin of the world. So kind of exciting when you think about it.
Yeah, in the Old Testament, they had to basically work for their salvation.
Well, but I think that they were looking forward in the same way we look back, because when they offered up their sacrifices, they were doing it by faith, looking to the Redeemer who would come, and now we look back at the Redeemer who came. So it wasn't actually the sacrifice that saved them, it was the faith,
their faith
in that sacrifice. And again, likewise, that's what they said about Abraham. He believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. So we look at that, and again, the theme from the Bible from cover to cover, essentially, is faith in God. And faith in the coming Redeemer, and now we have faith in the Redeemer who came.
And without faith, it is impossible to please God.
Exactly, exactly.
So we must have faith.
Exactly.
And God made it so simple
mm-hmm.
for us. All we need to do is believe.
And we complicate it, don't we?
Help you save.
Yeah, we complicate it. So.
Because men don't want to repent. They're right. Happy to live in their
yeah.
sin.
So, yeah, that's why we need to stay in the book, don't we? Because all Scripture, Paul said, is given by inspiration of God, and then he said, and is profitable. Some people think the Old Testament has no place, but you know, on the day of Pentecost, when Peter preached the sermon that resulted in thousands of people getting saved, he didn't quote one single New Testament verse, because it hadn't been written yet. Everything he said was Old Testament Scripture. So, hey, Terry, I got some more callers waiting.
Okay.
And
thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling tonight. And if you got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call tonight, 888-677-9673. The phone lines are open. And we have got Rick calling from South Dakota tonight. We're all over the place tonight, aren't we? Rick, welcome to the program tonight.
Hello, Pastor Al. How you doing?
I am doing well. How about yourself?
Doing really good. I'm outside looking at the moon eclipse.
All right, South Dakota. I was looking on a map earlier. I think it was on space.com, and they were saying that the central part of the country, the upper Midwest, upper plains, was going to be some of the prime viewing areas of this eclipse. How's it looking to you?
Oh, it's good viewing. I'm outside looking right at it, but it's pretty much disappeared. You can only see a faded image of it right now.
So it must be a fairly dark one this time rather than so much more the red.
It's like a tint of red, but it's fairly, you can barely see it.
That's interesting. So yeah, because I remember looking at one time, and it had this kind of a reddish copper color, and it was really very amazing looking at it. And it varies each time. Sometimes it's darker, sometimes it's brighter, and a lot of it has to do apparently with the weather along, you know, the edge of the atmosphere where the sun rays are kind of being bent around to reflect on the moon.
Yep, and out here in South Dakota, at least where I'm at, you can see pretty much everything up in the sky at night. So
where heaven touches earth.
Where heaven touches earth.
Yes, yes. Well, that's exciting. I'm glad to hear that report.
Yes. So you probably remember me from when I was visiting Cleveland.
Yes, a couple months ago.
Yep, exactly. I was able to come to the new facility.
Yes, I believe you came right in the transition, in the hotel and then the new facility. That was kind of an exciting time. Still is.
It was exciting, yes.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, thanks for taking my call.
Well, Rick, thank you for calling in tonight, and thank you for updating us on the lunar eclipse out there in South Dakota here this evening. And God bless, and continue to enjoy the show that the Lord's putting on for us tonight. I appreciate the call tonight.
And all right, God bless.
Thank
you.
God bless. And like I said, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. We've got a few minutes left in the program tonight. You can give us a call, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'd love to hear from you tonight. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call there tonight. Check us out online, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And I was going to mention a couple of other things that we've got right here. I was looking at something here recently, and talking about the Roe versus Wade about to be done away with, Lord willing, due to the court case that the documents were leaked. And I found it kind of ironic. I was looking at the Constitution, and there's two passages in the Constitution, actually two amendments to the United States Constitution, the Fifth Amendment and the 14th Amendment. And both of them have a similar thing that they say. In the Fifth Amendment, it says, "No person shall be held to answer for capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in land or naval forces or in the militia, when in actual service in time of war, public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself," and notice this, "nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation." And what this is telling us here in the Fifth Amendment, of course, this is part of what we call the Bill of Rights, United States Constitution, is that nobody is to be subject to capital held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime. Well, capital crime was a type of crime where your life would be forfeit, the death penalty, in other words. And it was not to be taken lightly, except that there was a presentment or an indictment of a grand jury, except, he says, in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia, when in actual service in time of war, public danger. And then as it continues on, it talked about no one is to be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. So if you're looking at this, it makes it very clear that no person should lose their life except under dire circumstances, being held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime, or perhaps during a case of something happening during war or something like that. And this idea of not being deprived of life is not being locked up in prison for the rest of your life. It's called capital punishment, being deprived of your life. Liberty, that's the part that has to do with being locked up in prison. And you're not to be deprived of life without due process of law. And then in the 14th Amendment, which ironically is the amendment that was used to justify Roe v. Wade and find that this idea, this so-called right to privacy that people are claiming right now, it says a very similar thing, where it says all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of the citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. Now, here's the problem. In abortion, there's somebody that loses their life. If the unborn child is not alive, then you wouldn't need an abortion. We have a phrase for unborn children that are born not alive. That's called stillbirth. So we have a living person. Now, I watching these protests that are going on, people who are, by the way, breaking the law, demonstrating in front of the Supreme Court justices' houses, which is illegal activity, according to the law, they're saying, my body, my choice. But wait a minute. As I've said before, and I'll say it again, as a man and all the male listeners in the audience, I was once trapped in a woman's body. Then I was born. And that proves that when I was in my mother's womb, before I was born, my body was not my mother's body. As a male, I have on my 23rd chromosome pair an XY chromosome pair. We have 23 chromosome pairs. The first 22 are basically the same, and you get one chromosome from your set of chromosomes from your father, one set of chromosomes from your mother, but If you're male, you get an X or a Y chromosome from your father, and that's the only place that it comes from. If you don't have the Y chromosome, then you'll be XX, and that's a female. If you're XY, you'll be a male. And so clearly, if you're a male, you are not your mother's body. That's a violation of reason. That's a violation of science. It's a violation of biology. And I do have a biology degree. I know I'm talking about somewhat, at least right there. And it's also a violation of Scripture. The Bible says we're fearfully and wonderfully made. The Bible talks about John the Baptist leaping for joy in his mother's womb when Mary came and greeted them and greeted Elizabeth. And Elizabeth said, "The babe leaped in my womb." And so it's a real person. And the DNA is distinct from that of the mother. The DNA is distinct from that of the father. It's a unique person. From the moment of conception, it's just at a different level of development. It is not the woman's body. It is another body contained within the woman's body. That's what being a mother is all about. We just had Mother's Day last week. When you are carrying a child, it's another human being. And where the life of another human being comes into question, this is where God's law and this is where man's law need to be in agreement. That living human being, according to the Constitution, Amendment 5, Amendment 14, and elsewhere in the Constitution, that life is to be protected by law. No state, no federal government can deprive somebody of life according to the Constitution without due process of law. Let me ask, what grave crime, what capital offense has an unborn child done to deserve death? Think about that as we close out the program. I want to thank you for listening tonight. Join us next week. God bless.
You've been listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live, visit our website, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs and read articles on a variety of topics by Al Davis at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, next Sunday morning at 11 a.m., next Sunday evening at 6 p.m., or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield, every Sunday at 11 a.m., 6 p.m., and every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio, 44286, or email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. And tune in every week for Late Night Live with Pastor Al, Sunday nights at 11 on this station. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.